through my tears.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand.
The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatry?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Do an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I could
the violin.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
elusive. Promises lying dead.
Dying, he had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend, and he was dying. I had this friend, and he was dying. He had cancer real bad, and he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year, when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year, when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course, he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired. He was sick. He was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed, he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time, there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in. And when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Oh, 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 well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that, and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically, I am still dying. Technically, you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh, thank you.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Together, together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was born in the desert. She wanted from New Orleans. Came upon a tornado, so light in the sky. I wheel around all day with the moon sticking in my eye. We'll be right back.
took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't wanna ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Dream that I had to drive to Madison to deliver a painting. For some silly reason, I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Baraboo took me to the giant tire swing, gave me a push, and he started singing. I sang along while I was swinging.
The sound of our voices made us forget everything.
Bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Now I'm home for less than 24 hours. That's hard.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee, like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
is working on empty. Is that the kind of way to face the burning heat? I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. Sweet as can be, she'd give me two flakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. Boys, when my baby found me, I was 3 days on a drunken sin. Woke with the walls around me, nothing in her room but an empty crib. And I was burning up a fever, I didn't care much how long I lived. But I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. My babe would never fret none about what my hands and my body done. If the Lord don't forgive me, I'd still have my baby and my babe would have me. When I was kissing on my baby and she put her love down soft and sweet, in the lonely light I was free. Heaven and hell were words to me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl.
Thought that you would get a grip like this. Thank you.
never thought that you would get a grip like this.
Hello, everyone. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So what you just heard, I think I fixed the tech issue, so hopefully you can see now, was the song Lost It by Talking Points. And actually, it's very exciting. They have a new song that's coming out in 8 seconds. So I'm going to play that song because I wanted to be the first one to, like, play it, but